Islamic change will have a serious effect on plant genetic resources because the plants in most cases are in the field. And if it doesn't get the required amount of water, because if it rains, most of the nutrients in the surface of the soil will go down if it's excessive rainfall. So if the right environment is not there, every plant has got its own temperature regime or water requirement. So if this water requirements and temperature is not there, the plant will not survive and ultimately it may be wiped out.
So apart from the training here, what as a country are we doing to address climate change on genetic resources?
The most important factor is as much as possible and within the shortest possible time, we should collect as many plants as possible. And if you look at the Western region, how many vegetables have we collected there? But don't we have it there? So it is better for us to collect over a wide area as much as possible in order to get the genetic diversity that we want and conserve them. So we haven't collected as much as we should have done. And if we don't do it early enough, we may lose them. All that will be necessary is the finances. If we get the finances, we should be able to do it within a year or two to go around all over the country to collect whatever we have. For instance, cassava. We have collected cassava over 334 assessments. Cowpea, we have over 600 of cowpea that we have collected. The most important is to make the information available to the scientists to use.
Come to the plant genetic resources. Mm-hmm. Is it only at Gunsu or we have other institutions in Ghana to preserve these species?
For now, we only conserve at Gunsu, but plants are far advanced to establish stations in the ecological zones. Why? We want to have this because not all the crops collected from the northern parts of Ghana can survive at Gunsu. For example, Bambara granite, if you bring it to Gunsu there, it will be very nice because of the environment, but you will not get pods because it's not adapted to that environment. So there are certain crops that are adapted to certain areas. It means crops collected in the north as much as possible, we will try to conserve them at Nyakwala. Then those in the middle bed, Ashanti, Brunga, Atedura.
Director of Plant Genetic Resources Research Center of the CSIR, Dr. Lawrence Abuaje.